Been a long time since we left you without a podcast. Step two, step two.
Cue the music.
It's you and me, baby. Against all odds, we got a good marriage because we serve a greater God. Good marriage.
Welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
I feel great, man. This feels great. This couch.
I like the new love seat.
Yeah. I like this. This is one of many changes. Can't wait to catch you up on. But today is a very special episode of Good Marriage, Great Guy. We're talking about your mama and my mama.
My mama.
Your mama. And just really, mamas in general. When you were in school, did you do a lot of mama jokes?
Not a lot, but I was always ready to join in.
Oh, yeah?
When it did happen, yeah.
You had retorts just up here, just in case somebody was like, your mama.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite your mama jokes?
Well, the throwback ones used to be like, oh, your mama's so big. Like,
why the crowd never went, how big is she?
Nah, they just always waited for the punchline.
They just waited for that punchline. Yeah. Nobody wanted to be a part of it.
That's true. Yeah.
Man, I wish I could go back just so I could start that. Sweet. How big is she? Oh, huge. All right.
Just so you can be a part. Like,
just so I could be a part of the joke, even if I wasn't the one who initiated it.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I never really liked talking too much about people's mamas, but like for the sake of something funny, it was worth it.
I wish that I could go back in time as well to just, I don't know, like change the, just flip it up on top of his head and just compliment people's moms.
Man, that would be awesome.
You know what I mean? Your mama's so nice. She dropped you off with a full lunch and put clothes in your back.
That would be really awesome, naturally.
Your mama's so fly. She come in here every day dressed to impress with makeup and rollers out of her head. She's a single parent and doing a fine job.
Man, I commend you for that, man.
That'd be great, man.
I would love that, actually.
I might call one of my homies up and be like, yo, man, I was just thinking about your mom's. She's so strong and a powerful black woman. A pillar of the community.
Pillar of the community.
A pillar. She give Rosa Parks and Maya Angelou a roll for their money. A roll. Because she's handing out bread.
Because she's just giving out,
she's giving out bread. Loaves of bread.
That's awesome. I wonder why people always went for the mama first. Like, I guess they just knew that was a way to sting.
It stings.
But I feel like I was pretty impermeable. You couldn't really hurt my feelings talking about my mom. Like my mom was a good yo mama joke person. Yeah. Like she would even be quick to say, if I say something, to be like, yo mama. And I'm like, you are my mama. What?
Aren't you? But you're my mama, and then
just walk off.
Just confused, like, am I adopted?
So maybe because we were like always coming at each other in different jokey ways.
That's what I love. I can't speak for all black families. I just know the ones that I've experienced my own. But like, I just feel like your retorts, like especially growing up with a bunch of siblings and family members with like who are witty and have really good senses of humor. It just like, as I didn't get bullied as far as like being talked about much, like because my retorts were like really quick. I'm not the youngest. I'm the youngest boy, but I'm not the youngest. I have a bunch of siblings or whatever, and like every day we used to talk about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so it's like you were training.
Yeah.
Like, you were like,
I was getting trained on those retorts, man.
Like in the home. So you were well, you know, equipped once you got into the school setting.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
Your mama is a pillar of the community.
My mama is a pillar of the community. For one, she single-handedly has landscaped, like, at this point, almost her whole block.
Oh, yeah. Real like, deal.
Like, she stayed just like, she's like a, I don't know, a horticulture superhero in her neck of the woods.
Yeah. And you were raised by a single parent. Like, she did the thing.
Yep.
Talk about strong shoulders and strong hands.
Oh, yeah. Literally.
Literally.
My mom, she's strong. She's strong. So, I mean, she's, you know, Army, prior military, a correction officer as well. Like, at a all-male, facility. So she was tough.
She had
to be, and I think that was like the way she was her entire life. She was tough because she had to be, so she knew how to like not be like, you're not about to think you're gonna get over just because I'm a woman or I'm black or I'm a single mom, whatever. Like, you, I'm gonna still come at you.
Yeah.
With these hands, or at least protect your life with a quick mouth. My mom had a quick mouth, man, quick mouth.
What was your mom's like preferred method of discipline?
My mom is she's a fusser. She can fuss like better than any other fusser. The only person I know who can fuss better than her is my grandmother. So she learned from the best, apparently. Yeah.
Went to the school of fussing.
And she has like levels of fussing, where, there's like, because fussing is like right down at the bottom, but she obviously is a pro at that level. And then when you add, sprinkle in just anger and frustration, and the volume gets up, and now it's yelling, and she like doesn't seem like she ever had to catch a breath. Like, she could just yell words without needing oxygen or anything.
Never get another thing.
Never get tired. And she just, sometimes you just want to get your behind whooped. Yeah, and just like,
just hit me.
And like, let's just get to the, let's just get this over with. Let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
Cause the yell, she won't let down, man. She wasn't going to relieve your ears of that suffering until she was good and darn ready. That was the most consistent method of discipline, though, was
fussing
/ yelling / screaming. You gonna hear her. You weren't gonna act like you ain't here, and then you can't say you didn't hear it because she knows she said it loud enough. How about you? How about your mom?
My mom was, I don't know how to put this. It was four of us, right? Like, my youngest sister hadn't been born yet. And it was this one particular time where, I don't know who started it, but, like, she sent one of us to the corner, right? We're in, like, this, our living room is, like, a perfect square at this point. So she sent one of us to the corner or whatever, because she's like, my mom didn't believe in just hitting us for the sake of hitting us, right? She was like, she put us in a corner. She made us put our hands up just like this, and she was like, and stand on one foot, right? And she was like, if you drop your foot, you drop your hands, I'm going to hit you, right? And she was like, if anybody, and she made us watch each other, right? That's the twisted part. So we watched each other, and she was like,
that's like
whoever laughs like at the other sibling, like they're going to know what it was. I remember now. And, like, I bet my siblings, they're going to watch this, like, oh, snap, you crazy. But she made us all get in corners, and we all had to face each other, right? And we're all on one foot and like this. And she was like, whoever put their hand down, put their foot down, they're going to get hit. And whoever laugh at anyone, like, they getting hit. So we're all in a corner like this, like,
we look ridiculous.
And my mom is a comedian. Like, she's there, and like she's the only person I know who could smile, and laugh but be dead serious. Like, I'm going to hit you. I'm like, as a child, that does something to your psyche. Like, are you playing or are you serious? But she was always serious. So, yeah, I think my mom's method of discipline was just creativity, and we always knew why we were getting in trouble. You know, like my mom, another thing, she would do the whole like talking and hitting at the same time. You know what I mean? Like,
did you ever remember what she was saying?
Yeah, she was very articulate.
I never knew what my mom was saying.
She enunciated. All I hear was, I'm like, you got a point. Probably shouldn't have done that. So, yeah. She's very articulate.
I don't know. Maybe it was me that was screaming. I don't know. Either way, I never actually heard what was being said.
I remember going through like this one phase where like, I guess I just mastered the art of meditating. Like, I think it was after Street Fighter came out and like, E-Honda and like, whoever the boxer guy name is, they were getting tortured. And E-Honda went to another place. He was like, man, how you do that? I just pretend I'm somewhere else, like on the beach. You know, so I practiced that in real time, and it worked a little bit.
Worked a little bit for you?
Yeah. I got into a weird thing, and I bet to my mom, it was like, what is wrong with this boy? Because, like, she'll hit me, and I'd be like,
She probably was like, this is my child, because she also was the one laughing, but dead serious and stuff, like, too. So.
He's lost it. That was the last time she hit me. She was like,
I gotta up the ante.
He's crazy.
He's lost his mind.
I broke him. He lost his mind.
Yeah, what was the most profound lesson you received from your mama? Or one of them, you know, because I'm sure there's more than one.
I think the lesson I learned from my mom, this most profound, it was observing like how she lived life. She didn't take herself too seriously. She didn't take life too seriously. She was serious about life, but she didn't take it too seriously to the point to where she couldn't have fun and enjoy life, you know. So and the fact that my mom passed away super young, you know, her life lesson was profound in that life is short, you know, and yeah, you have to be responsible. Yeah, you have to do what's right, but also you have to enjoy life. For lack of better words, you can store, you can be responsible, you can save, you can do whatever, you can pay all these bills. It's cool. All that's great. It's responsible, but don't forget about the fun parts. Don't forget about the things that make life worth living. So I think that was probably the most profound lesson I learned from my mom.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent lesson for us to make sure that we're always keeping in mind.
What about you?
I think one of the most profound lessons my mom offered me was the importance of, I know it seems so simple, but the importance of reading and seeking knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, I take that so seriously, and that was like the norm.
I see that.
Growing up, it didn't seem abnormal or above average to just always look things up yourself. Don't just take what somebody else say. Look it up yourself and read and keep reading. And read things that are difficult to read. Mm-hmm. Because the more you read it, it'll be less difficult. And I still am able to... I think that's to this day why I can... Sometimes I better understand things when they're written at a higher level. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because it just puts me into a different mindset.
It's exercise for your brain, right?
Yeah. Like, if I'm I can read research articles and they're not intimidating to me. I can look at, you know, medical terminology and like, and it's not intimidating to me. If anything, it's like super enlightening. Like, I don't really need things in layman's terms per se, because I've challenged myself all throughout my life to read things that were difficult to read. Anyway, I think it probably was multiple reasons why my mom instilled that so much. I think one of them was just a simple, I think she got tired of answering questions and she was just like, look it up. Because I definitely distinctly recall like looking things up in like the dictionary countless times, and she had got me at my first encyclopedia. So, well, my godmother, I believe, actually got me I can't remember if it was mom or godmom, but somebody got me an amazing encyclopedia, amazing to me at least, encyclopedia set, and that just like opened the doors, man. I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much knowledge. Yeah. There's so much to learn. You know, like, but it was my mom instilling that desire to learn, mm-hmm. and that desire to seek knowledge that even made receiving books so exciting, right. for me. So, and then was definitely many other lessons my mom had. My mom had, she definitely instilled the trust no one type like lesson, you know. And so, sometimes that comes from negative experience, from like mistakes in the past, whatever. But it didn't matter because at the end of the day, you do have to really take heed that like not everybody's gonna be working into your best for your best interest. Yeah. And like, mm-hmm. so let people work for your trust and work for your, you having confidence in their ability to speak into your life or anything, mm-hmm. like that. Nobody just on face value. We're gonna just like receive like love and trust, sure. from my mother, and she definitely taught me to do the same thing as well. My mom also taught me the importance of knowing my own body, mm-hmm. As well too, which I thought that was really helpful. Continues to still be an excellent lesson. Knowing how to talk back. My mom is the queen, mm-hmm. Sometimes it got me in trouble, but like, nobody is just like gonna just sit here and embarrass me. I've never been like the type to just like cower at someone like intimidating me or anything. Absolutely. And my mom taught me to stand tall, to not cower in front of folks, to step up, maybe even go up in somebody's face if you have to. Mm-hmm. And not in a nasty way, but like sometimes you just gotta show folks, you know, mm-hmm. like you're not about to just like step over me or not give me the respect that I deserve. Mm-hmm. And again, that was sometimes problematic, but even in school, you know, when it came to teachers, I did not just like.
You just take it on the chin.
Yeah, like if I felt like a teacher was being disrespectful, like I let them know.
You're being mad, disrespectful, don't appreciate it.
And it got me in trouble, but you know, or if I didn't feel like a teacher was doing what they were supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. and yes, they're an adult, and I was raised to respect adults, but I also wasn't gonna be okay with just like being treated any old way.
Right.
So, but my mouth got me in trouble definitely, often. In school, but my mom in general was like she was typically like on my side.
What was the moment where you realized that my mom is a gangster?
Oh man, I feel like I recognized that like out the womb.
I feel like for me there was a very defining moment, but like I'm wondering if you have like something that comes to your mind first. That's like. The defining moment was like, yo, my mom is a gangster.
Man. I don't know, man. I got a few.
Man.
I remember, I can't even choose. I mean, she was a correction officer. Just her being in uniform was enough to be like, my mom is a G. Like, she ain't playing. Just hearing, like, the stories. Of like what she just had to like deal with, mm-hmm. in the prison, yeah. prisons, like, and also though how much she was respected by the inmates, mm-hmm. like said, like I think really resonated a lot. But yeah, I mean, I really didn't have to. I mean, she's Brooklyn raised and quick mouth. Mm-hmm. quick hands. Mm-hmm. Like, I just let that just go ahead and tell me everything I needed to know. I wasn't going to try and be like my brother and find out like the hard way. But I think he's like, I think my brother wants like, I don't know what he tried to do. I think they were arguing or something. And my mom was like, lift your arm up. And she just started punching him in the armpit. Because it's such a sensitive area. You don't know it is until you get punched in the armpit.
Yeah. Because had he known.
Because had he known.
He would have been like,
no.
I'm not lifting my arms up.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I think I knew my mom was a gangster. Like I already knew she was. You know, I got, yeah. But what really drove the fact home, it was this time where somebody, like a teacher, was treating me unfairly. You know, my mom came up to the school. And she brought smoke to the city. Like, she's a gangster. She doesn't play about her kids. She was a lioness. You know, mess with her cubs. You know, and I saw it firsthand. And if truth be told, it was actually my fault. I started it. But he acted out of character. Like, so I got mine too. My mom let me have it. You know, for like being, because I was being disrespectful. You know, but the teacher was also being disrespectful, you know, and, you know, he put his hands on me, like the teacher did, you know, and
ooh, that could my mom
was like,
too.
Don't you touch my damn kids, I'll kill you, you know, and she had a really good relationship with the principal, so the principal was like, the dude wound up getting, like, fired and stuff, but, like, the principal ain't played no games either, man. I miss that guy. He passed away. His name was Mr. Davis. You know, it's like elementary school and stuff, man. And ironically enough, the dude's name was Mr. White. Couldn't make that up. And it was Alabama, so. Mr. White put his hands on the black head, and my mom went nuts.
Understandably. Yeah. Understandably.
So, that was the moment I was like, my mom's a goddamn gangster.
I also recognize my mom being a G when she just started, like, she became, like, a handy woman around the house. And yeah. I was just like, what are you, man? She ain't just hanging up pictures, man. She's installing major appliances.
Like electrical work.
Electrical work. Like, I feel like if she had the supplies, like, she could build a house.
Oh, for sure. It's no doubt in my mind, man. Like, after, like, we were talking about this today, you know, and just, like, how much I respect and love your mom, you know, and oh my God, she just blows me away with just her know-how, you know, the things that she know, the things that she has taken upon herself to learn, you know, the things that she's overcome. I'm like, your mom is a goddamn superhero, and you made her from some great stock, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm happy, you know, to be a part of this thing. So it's great.
It's pretty awesome. Like, yeah. I think the combination of her always seeking knowledge and wanting to learn more, about, and it doesn't even matter the subject. Like, she just gets a desire to learn, and she just will explore it deeply. And she is such a great student. Like, whether she's in school or not, like, she's good at learning things and acquiring knowledge
and absorbing
and applying it, like, you know? Yeah.
An embarrassing mama moment for me was I had this party or something that was taking place in my classroom at school, and my mom was supposed to, like, make, like, candy apples and stuff like that, and, you know, I was supposed to have all this stuff with me on the bus and taking it to school, and she didn't do her part, at least I thought. I was like, man, my mom, like, I'm thinking all this, my mom's just, come on, man, get it together. So I'm on the bus and I got an attitude, and like, I had the most, like, anal, is that a, like, yeah. She was just the most anal type bus driver. She was just like, she wouldn't just let you get on the bus. Like, she was like, tuck your shirt in, pull up your pants. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't you be turning back. Don't you, she called it deep facing. Don't you deep face. Don't you turn, keep your head forward. You know, like, I'm like, can I just ride on the bus and go to school? You know, and she was just like, felt like every 5 minutes she had something to say to me. And like, by the time I got to school, I cussed her out. You know what I mean? And I got off the bus and like, I was still going. And all I heard was, Brandon Jarrell Redmond. Mm. And I turned around with the fear of God pumping in my chest. And it was my mama with the candy apples from earlier and just seeing the real me. Mm-hmm. And talk about embarrassed. Like, everybody I rode on the bus with saw it. saw that, I got in the classroom. My friends was like, Brandon Jarrell rapping. Like, all day. That was the that was what I was hearing. I was like, oh my gosh. It's one of the most embarrassing mama moments that I've had.
I pretty much, I think I blocked out all of my
the traumatic ones.
Like that. On that level, I would have been just melted into the floor.
Like, I'm dropping out today. she did the whole government. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, you know my middle name.
What is something that you couldn't say to your mom, like, when you were young, that now that you're older and you're grown, you could say?
I think one thing I would like, just to give you preference, right? Not preference, but a little background story. So, like, when we were younger, like, if we showed up to school and we had like crusty face or whatever, you know, she would take her thumb and go like this and put it on our face.
Yeah.
Like, if we were ashy or something. I was too young to say it then, but I can say it now. Mom, lotion works better than spit.
But she ain't had lotion. You'd rather have eaten just ashy.
That's a life lesson. It's a life lesson. If I would have got picked on in school for being ashy, maybe I'd remember
maybe
lotion.
Maybe you would remember lotion. That's a life lesson. Some Vaseline. Some
yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I learned eventually to put lotion on before I leave the house. Because when a girl you'd like say, ugh, you ashy.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Never be ashy again.
Never be ashy again.
I think now that I'm grown, I would tell my mom what I couldn't tell my mom back in the day that I could say now that I'm grown is yelling is not as effective as she might hope it is. Because she had to do it so much. Less so with me, but definitely with my brother. Man, had to fuss about the same things over and over and over again. It's just like, for some reason, like, yelling just like, he became impermeable to it. Yeah. Because it's like, he was immune to it.
Got hardened to it. It's like, oh, yeah. Doesn't bother me. I'm calloused. Yeah.
But my mom, she was still a G. Like, she found other ways. I remember one time, he did something that he wasn't supposed to be doing, and my mom broke a brand new Xbox game. Like.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, crack! I think it was Xbox. One of those
It was
game
a disc,
systems.
Though.
But it was a disc.
Probably PlayStation.
PlayStation.
He's a PlayStation man.
Yeah, but this was years ago, so early, early PlayStation.
Yeah.
And that was all that got him to the core. It was the best discipline she ever did.
Oh!
It was the best.
Oh,
I just thought of mine.
Oh, I just thought of mine. I just thought of mine. All
right, go ahead and say it for you.
Mine was, like, you know how your mom, like if she has a remote to the TV, like in her bedroom, it's a remote to the TV on like in her bedroom, she call you out of another room to get the remote control. Mm-hmm. If I was grown, I would have told my mom, why don't you just get it before you get in the bed? Get the remote control before you get in the bed. That way you won't have to call me and wonder if I heard you the first time when I get in there. You heard me calling you? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wanted to tell my mom when I was younger that I couldn't is maybe like my brother and I didn't clean as well as she hoped because we always knew she was going to come behind us and clean it again anyway. Like, we knew nothing that we could do could make it good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we just, like, would try, but, like, I don't think we tried as hard. Like, because we knew, it was like, it doesn't matter. I can pour my whole heart into this, and she's going to still clean it over again anyway. Yeah, like, so I would tell her, you know, if you're just going to clean it anyway, why don't we just all do it together?
Why not?
Don't make us sit here and clean all this stuff. Just so you can come back around and fuss the whole time while you redo it. That's just all as a unit, clean it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then she could show us her ways. How she, like, has a sparkling home all the time. This is how I do it. And more so teach us, you mm-hmm. know, than like just like come behind us and fuss right. at us the whole time.
One thing I do now, as a late act of defiance, like, because my mom used to tell me when we go into grocery stores, when we go in this grocery store, don't ask me for nothing because you ain't getting nothing, and don't touch nothing because you ain't got money to pay for it. So, like, now when I'm in a grocery store, I just touch everything mm-hmm. because I got money. Even if I don't, it's just a fact.
It's not your mama.
It's not. I was like, you can't tell me to touch nothing. Mm-hmm. These are my hands. Yeah. Touch what I want.
Touch what I want. That's true. I think I listened when my mom said that. She didn't really have to say that too much with me. Tyreek on another now. My brother on. Yeah.
I think it's just a fact maybe of being boys. A younger sibling and younger. Maybe a boy.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wasn't wanting everything that was in the store. Yeah. I just kind of wanted to wander off.
Yeah, and a lot of times I didn't even want anything. It was just like, I just wanted to be. And you know what? Sometimes I didn't even really want to go to the store either. So it was like.
Maybe just out of boredom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm lying. I asked for something every time I was in there.
Yeah.
Every time.
I bet.
Ooh, mama, we never had these before. And you never will. Put them back.
Oh, that's it. That's something that I wanted to tell my mom that I couldn't say when I was young, but I can say it now, is that she would get so worked up. And I'd be like, you're gonna get yourself a stroke.
Yeah.
Like, sit down. Yeah. Just relax. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. Take some deep breaths. Mm-hmm. just calm down. Because sometimes you like, they're about to explode, literally.
Yeah.
and, you know, she never exploded. So, that, you know, that's, I appreciate that. But, like, figuratively, she would explode, like, yeah. because we would just, like, get her to, like, her ends with, my mom is the only child, and to raise siblings, I have such a love for only children, mm-hmm. and appreciation for people who are the only child, because my mom was the only child, and the struggle that she had to deal with, like, having to deal with siblings who like bicker and argue and love each other one moment and hate each other and then want what the other one has. Like, it was a dynamic that she was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And it made no sense.
Yeah.
And she did the best that she could with us. And I'm grateful for all that she's done mm-hmm. For us. But man, we would get her like, just on fire. Like, she would just be like, oh my gosh, like, I just don't even understand y'all. But yeah, I do recall probably on several occasions wishing that I could just be like, man, just calm down, man.
Yeah.
You know how much of a rap my life would have been if I said that?
Yeah. Kim's final words.
My final words.
Calm down, man.
No. Last words on my tombstone. Just sit down and calm down. Just a picture of me like,
I didn't know.
I thought it was helpful advice.
That wasn't a safe zone. I thought it was a safe zone.
It wasn't a safe thing to say. It was just bad timing.
Bad timing.
Maybe the right thing to say, but bad time to say it.
You need to wait like a good 20 years.
Exactly. Like now, 20 years later. I can be like, all right, mom, it's all right. Take a breath. Let's figure this out together.
Yeah, and even when you said it's respect on you that. Like, you gotta put like, some respect on it.
You gotta put some respect on it. We're gonna get through this together. Let's figure this out together.
It's inclusive. It's not like, it's not sit down and figure it out. It's like, we're gonna get through this. We're gonna work together.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't tell your parents to calm down. And sit
you
down.
Cannot. You can't. No matter how, and even if the vein and the on like their forehead,
even if you're worried for like, their health,
if you feel like they're about to have a like, stroke,
you know that Y vein, that comes out, like she about to go Super Saiyan 4 on you, yeah. like
you sit still,
down.
You still can't be like, calm down, relax.
You're scaring me, mom.
Sit down.
You're scaring me.
Like, you can't say any of that.
There'd be times, man. Like, my mom would be yelling at me and. Like, she'll spit on my lip. And I couldn't do anything but take it. Just
that's all.
I think everything I'm saying, like, if my mom was here, she would laugh at.
Yeah.
Like, because Like, oh my gosh, man. Like, my favorite, like, moments with my mom was, like towards the end of her life. We didn't know it, but it was towards the end of her life. And, you know, I just felt free. Like she was allowing me space to be myself and to allow, like, my character and my sense of humor to just be what it was. I think a lot of it is, too, is, like, you know, myself and so many of my siblings, man, we have so many things that we do that my mom did, you know, and, you know, so many things that we get from her. And this is really cool, man. Like, even though my mom is gone, like, I could see her life through my siblings. Mom is on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
But if she was here, you know, and you could look at her in her eyes, like, what are some things you would say? It's like, you know, I appreciate you, you know.
Mom, happy Mother's Day. I hope you enjoy this time, and I miss you very, very much. I hate being thousands of miles away from you, but we are doing great here. I am certainly my mother's child, and you know that we're all about learning and exploring the world and gaining as much knowledge as we can. And everything that I do within myself and within my own life, I'm able to trace back to something that you've taught me and have instilled in me. And I am forever grateful for it. Thank you for being my best girlfriend and for just always knowing, you know, what I need and like what I, what's on my heart, even without me even telling you. I think that you're just like so in tuned with your children that it just blows my mind. So if I was to become a mom, I hope that I can gain that type of connection as well, that whether I'm a few hundred miles away or a few thousand miles away, you just know when a care package will lift my heart, or a phone call, or a good laugh, or sending me a text message that just reminds me of something funny that we've done. Like, you just always are there. And you've been very selfless, and I just want you to be selfish for the rest of your life. I just want you to live your best life, because you've done so much for my brother and I and for all those who are around you. So I want you to just like treat yourself and live your best life. And I'm grateful to be able to be a witness to how much you've grown as a amazing, strong Black woman. Thank you for being such a wonderful example of what it means to be disciplined and to accomplish the things that you say that you're going to accomplish, and being a woman of your word, and for just knowing how to get ish done. Like, you just find a way to do it. You just make things happen, and it shows me what's possible. And again, there's nothing that I've accomplished that isn't somehow related to something that I've seen you do. And it gave me the confidence and the know-how to know that I can do it too. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being amazing. Thank you for putting me in check when it needs to be done. You know, thank you for being my biggest cheerleader a lot of times in life. And even when I do things that you're like, girl, why? Like moving halfway across the country or cutting all my hair off and doing other random things, like, you're always still right there to be like, well, here's some pictures of some style ideas there. Or, like, you just find a way to still be helpful.
And supportive.
Yeah. And that is absolutely just priceless. So you truly have shown me what that looks like. I'm very grateful.
So, I'm talking to your mom. So, and my mom knows how I feel. That's legit. Mm-hmm. But, Mom, I thank you so much for the way that you just brought me into your family, and the way that you love me like you do. You truly amaze me, you know, just being a witness to the things that you've overcome, and like your strength and your grace. It's been such a pleasure to watch and be a part of. I'm so happy that you're in my life and that I'm in your life. I'm happy that you allowed me to marry a beautiful, foxy brick house of a daughter. And I still remember it was this one time, I think it was my first time visiting you. You had a picture of grandma. Hey, grandma, love you. Happy Mother's Day. And it was you and it was your daughter. And like I was seeing three generations and I was like, oh man, my wife got some good genes, man. You know, and just seeing the cloth that my wife is cut from, you know, it's amazing. And I know a lot of people don't get a chance to say that. So I know how fortunate, how blessed I am to be a part of this family. So
happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there.
We love you. We appreciate you. You are pillars of the community. You're rock solid. We thank you so much for the time, the sacrifice, the energy, the knowledge, the wisdom that you've imparted into all of us. This world would not be the same without mothers. It could not exist without mothers. And we thank you. If you like what you see, if this is your first time seeing us for this episode or whatever, like, comment, subscribe if you so choose. Please leave us a comment. Shout us out. Let us know what you like, what you don't. Let us know what you like.
You could DM us if you got some constructive feedback. If you got some constructive feedback.
Mm-hmm. If you have any Mother's Day shout outs, we would love to hear them. We would love to celebrate with you. Yeah,
so we can share them too. We can share them with folks.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure. Sorry we took so long to get back with you guys, man, but we missed you. Mm-hmm. We had to hurry up. We got a lot of things that are changing. It's a lot of cool things happening for us that we are so excited to share with you. And with that, peace.
Yes. You and me, baby, against all odds, we got a good marriage because we serve a greater God. Why? Good marriage. Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Kim.
And this has been Good Marriage, Great God. Hey, if you like what you heard today, be sure to comment, like, subscribe.
You could find us on social media on Instagram or Facebook at Good Marriage, Great God.
Until next time.